Work the for sale by owner properties, FSBOs. Not all properties are listed. Some are being sold by their owners direct to sellers. When they see such listings, many beginning investors immediately jump to the conclusion that because there is no agent's commission involved, these listings must be bargains. Beware. In most cases, these are far from bargains. What you're looking for are the occasional FSBOs that can make you a profit. While FSBOs are advertised, really the best way to find the ones that would work for you is to drive through the neighborhoods in which you're interested. There are advantages of buying a property in an area close to where you work. Think of this area as your farm. You'll define certain neighborhoods as good investment areas and, on a fairly regular basis, drive or walk through them. Look for signs that indicate a person is selling his or her home FSBO. When you find a FSBO that looks suitable, based on the criteria at the beginning of this chapter, stop by and engage the seller owner in discussion. Find out what the asking price is and if there are any special features. Then check it out. Do a comparative market analysis, CMA. Chances are you'll find that the FSBO price is at, or maybe even higher than, market price. How can a seller even think that, you may be asking yourself? Why would I want to spend as much on a property without the benefit of an agent as I would with an agent? The reason the price is so high is that, quite frankly, most FSBO sellers don't think about the work involved in selling their property as much as they do about saving a big commission. Hence, they price their homes unrealistically. You will occasionally find a FSBO seller who sees the light. He or she has priced his or her home below market in order to attract buyers. Rather than attempt to save a commission, this seller will give the commission to the buyer, in the form of a lower price, in order to get a faster sale. This is someone with whom you can reason and negotiate. This is not to say that you should immediately pay the full asking price, even if it is below market. You should still negotiate, even lowball. But it's much better to start with a realistic seller than with a seller who thinks his or her property is so wonderful that you ought to pay full price for it. Keep in mind, however, that buying FSBO is more difficult. You don't have an agent to handle the paperwork and other details. Many investment buyers in this situation will find it advisable to hire a fee-for-service attorney or agent to handle the paperwork for them. It probably will only cost around $1,000, and if you're new to real estate investing, it can be well worth the money. Work foreclosures and REOs. Everyone has heard about foreclosures, through which an owner loses his or her property to the lender, usually for non-payment of the mortgage. Most people also have heard that if you can pick up a property in foreclosure, you stand to make a good profit. What few people have heard of, however, are REOs. These are properties that have gone through the foreclosure process, are now owned by the bank, and are for sale from the bank. In this section, we'll look at both foreclosures and REOs to see where there's opportunity for investors. Foreclosures. Step 1. The seller can't or won't make payments for whatever reason, and the lender puts the mortgage in default. Step 2. After a legally determined period of time, the lender sells the property to the highest bidder on the courthouse steps. Step 3. Typically, the lender is the highest bidder. It takes control of the property and then attempts to resell it as a real estate-owned property, REO. We're going to start with foreclosures, described in Step 1. The seller can't or won't make the mortgage payments. He or she is motivated to sell the property, hoping to recoup any equity and save a credit rating. This seller is going to at least listen to any offer that you make. In a strong market, one would think that there simply aren't any sellers in foreclosure. That's simply not the case. The foreclosure rate in good times may be half of what it is in bad times, but in any time, there are still plenty of foreclosures. Sellers are always losing property. Some of the more common reasons include the following. The seller has overborrowed and can't make the payments. There is an illness, death, or divorce in the family, and no one takes charge of maintaining the property, allowing it to fall through the cracks into foreclosure. The seller moved and listed the house, but the agent was terrible, and no buyers were found, and now the seller, at a distance, just won't or can't deal with the house anymore. The seller simply doesn't care about the property. Rare, but it does happen. Finding foreclosures. There are many sources of foreclosure listings. Sometimes property listed with an agent will be in foreclosure. If you find one of these, you know you're dealing with a motivated seller. Sometimes a FSBO will be in foreclosure. Again, the seller is motivated, but often he or she doesn't have enough equity to pay a listing commission. In that case, it's probably not going to be worth your time. You need to carefully evaluate FSBO foreclosures to determine what the seller's true equity is. In addition, too often FSBO foreclosure sellers are going this route because they are too stubborn to face facts. They simply won't believe they will soon lose their property, and they continue to insist on an unrealistic price. There's usually very little you can do with a FSBO seller in this frame of mind. However, occasionally you will find a FSBO who wants to sell and is willing to negotiate realistically. In this case, you may very well be able to pick up a bargain. Other sources of foreclosures include title insurance companies, who act as trustees in foreclosures. They will often provide a list of foreclosures they are handling. In addition, there's almost always a local legal newspaper, one that carries legal notices, in which foreclosure notices are published. Pick this up, and you probably will be able to find every foreclosure in town. Be aware, however, that frequently only the legal description of the property is given, not the street address. You can get the legal description translated at the county assessor's office, but doing so can be a hassle. Also, most larger metropolitan areas have a foreclosure bulletin. This is a private publication that lists all foreclosures, and it gives street addresses, names, dates, and so forth. It's everything you need. However, it usually costs a lot, typically several hundred dollars a year to subscribe. Finally, a number of websites deal almost exclusively in foreclosures and REOs. For example, you can try brucebates.com, BRUCEBATES.com, or realtytrack.com, RealtyTrac.com. When using any site, however, be sure to check that the foreclosure is indeed in your area.